Beautiful is that Biota. And of course, Herb's music still resonates all these years later. 1989, Joe Walsh had an epiphany on the mountaintop at Ōtātara. He's returning there this coming Sunday. He's an older guy now, Joe Walsh, but he has publicly credited Ngāi Māori and the relationships he formed with good people back in the day for helping him get off the booze and the drugs. He's lived a clean and sober life for a long, long time. And in fact, Dilworth Karaka, founding member of Herbs, is with us today, Whanaunga. He spoke with Joe yesterday, so this is timely as they build up towards this get-together at Ōtātara on Sunday. Whanaunga, tēnā koe, Dilworth.
Oh, good morning. Kia ora, Zao.
Thanks for joining us. Joe's got a real soft spot for our peeps, eh? And I know he loves you and Charlie. I know he wanted to go to the Urupā to visit Charlie as well. You spoke with him yesterday.
Yes, yeah. I've seen a lot of them on TV just recently in different programs in the States, and I got a call that he's coming through, coming down this way, and lo and behold, this guy rings me on the phone yesterday afternoon. I wasn't sure who it was, but he expressed his love and everything again, once again, back to us all, and reasons why he was here and that, and you know, heading towards Ōtātara on the weekend with Dennis and them, and he's going down to Queenstown, I believe, just to get another vibe and easily head down there and come back up. So it's really, I'm surprised to hear that he was going to be here.
He describes it as an epiphany, a life-changing experience. He didn't go into great detail on the reports that I've read or speaking with Dennis, you know, some weeks ago, to be honest, flagging the fact that Joe was returning. He says probably for the last time because he's getting old now, Joe. Aren't we all, though, cousin? But, you know, tell us about your relationship with Joe. He produced that album, didn't he? And musically, obviously, you guys got it together. But what can you tell us about this so-called epiphany that occurred and, you know, how his life took a change in direction as a result of that day and also mixing with Māori, who he still credits with helping him to find himself?
Yeah, well, I mean, he helped us just as much as we helped him, Dale, but with his experience in that, and not only as a guitar player, but musically in that, things started to rub off on him and that. He was, in a bad way, I suppose, and after what he experienced in the States and drinking and doing his own thing and that. But he was with us for over two years, just quietly down here in New Zealand, and toured with us on tours, played gigs with us. He just started to the love coming from up at Ōrākei Marae and everything started to rub off on him in the way our people were not only respecting him, but every time he showed up there, he would all the young kids would gather around him, even the parents and that, and he took the time to talk to them. And so, you know, when you're going back to the States, Joe, he says, oh, no, I'm going to have a little bit more extended holiday. And it didn't take too long that we started recording in the studio together, a few tracks. And him and Charlie, they locked pretty tight. And Charlie's experience overseas and Joe just knowing of who Charlie was in that. And one thing led to another, and they were dropping names to each other. And two and a half years later, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to go back now to the States. And they're putting a tour together, that big one that went around the world. And got all that together with the rest of the guys from his band. And then me and Charlie had the opportunity to go up to where the America's Cup race was being held, to Pōtoko, modern New Zealand Māori art, the papa was returning back to New Zealand from this tour of the States and that old Māori exhibition. But today's painters and artists in Māori, they sent up a big exhibition up to there, and we had the opportunity to stay with Joe and his place in San Diego, he organised the biggest car I've ever been in my life, to pick us up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take us back up to his place before we left LA and had to come back home. And I boarded the plane, come home a day early, and that night the riots went off there, and so I was getting phone calls from Charlie and Joe and just how things were going and that, and but he just didn't want to let Charlie go. Him and Charlie clicked pretty tight, and it was just one of those things that, it was brother to brother.
Well, it's great to talk with you again, Carsten. And, of course, I spoke to the guys from UB40 coming out later this year, and they too mentioned Herbs and your contribution to what is now described as Aotearoa reggae. But I always respect your songwriting skills and your political focus back in the day, using music to effect change. And obviously, the way you guys carried yourselves, the warmth that you provide to Manuhiri, really resonated with Joe. And it's a very special weekend for him at Ōtātara, and I'm pleased that he made contact with you yesterday at Whananga. I'll have to leave it there because we've got the news coming up in a moment, Dilworth. But much love to you, my bro, and it's really neat any time we get a chance to have a kōrero. Mauri ora kia koe, te rangatira.
In your time, Dale, thanks very much for the call.
Tēnā koe, thank you, cousin. Cousin Dilworth, kārā.